Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
End of the week, you just want to feel better about your life. So you go to the website called FML. You know what that stands for. And you just, so people randomly, anonymously post what's going on in their world that makes you feel better about yours. Like, for instance, today my 17-year-old girlfriend called to tell me she's pregnant. Her dad is ex-military, and he makes a point of cleaning his guns every time I go to their house. FML.
Yep.
How about this one? Today I had dinner at my girlfriend's house with her parents. Everything was going great until after dinner. Her dad pulled me aside and told me he heard me having sex with her on the weekend. Except I was out of town at a baseball tournament.
Oh, no.
FML. Yeah.
Yeesh.
Today, after going on a blind date with a man I met on Facebook, we decided to go back to his apartment. All was going great till he took his pants off to reveal he was wearing a diaper. FML. Mm. Yeah.
Now, well, I mean, sometimes you can't control that.
Yeah, it could be some issues there anyway. Yeah. This one's good. Today, with a DNA test, I found that my husband is my half-brother.
No.
30 years ago, his father made a donation to the sperm bank my mother used, and I'm the result.
No.
To make matters worse, I'm pregnant.
No.
Now, that's supposed to be anonymous. Somehow I read between the lines there. Like, that's got to be from Winnipeg.
Oh, absolutely.
You have questions, we have answers.
What's the deal with belly dancers?
Does 5G cause lethal cancer? Every day, Q&A. Need advice or have a query? Send a text, we'll have a theory. 936-WOLF, we're like Siri. Every day, Q&A!
All right, this one from Stan. Hey, what's your favorite time of day?
Well, thanks, Stan. It's a
good one out of the chute,
I guess. Depends. I would say about 10:01.
When you're done?
Yeah.
I like about 11:30 when I'm having toast. About to go have my nap.
We live like elderly people.
Oh, I know.
I legit mean this. About 7:38, that's the prime time of day for me.
Really?
That's really when I'm in it.
Why? Yeah. You've cracked just off your seven farts or what?
I'm mentally more into it.
Okay. 7:38?
Yeah, 7:38.
I like the drive into work, at least this time of year.
Right.
I'm not going to lie to you. Okay, guys, I'm thinking about putting away my patio furniture this weekend. How about you? Have you done it yet? I have not. Christina wants to. I'm holding out till Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I've been saying I was going to for the last couple of weeks, and I haven't, so I wouldn't put money on it this weekend.
Lazy or just you're trying to...
Just both.
Keep the weather around, because the weather is warm, man.
Lazy, and there's the hope. 27 on tomorrow.
Yeah, so but you can't enjoy it, and you can't enjoy it because of this next question we got. Guys, I hate those no-see-ums more than flies. How about you? Me too. They're all over my white car. It's gross. They're all over you. You're scratching. You like them?
They're mostly gone now.
No, what? Well, yeah, they're gone because you're in your basement watching Netflix. They're not gone.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Where have you been?
Minus two right now. Like, yeah, they're not going to survive this.
Right now, but to during...
Whatever.
No, you're just...
It's a first world problem. I'd rather get the ladybugs to piss off because they're annoying me.
Really? One thing I haven't noticed, mosquitoes at all.
Yeah, all summer.
They haven't been around, which is
nice.
Great.
Yeah. 2020 gave us something.
Maybe they're social distancing. And guys...
like, ugh, they got that coronavirus blood.
Guys, it's National Cheeseburger Day, like you had to tell Chad. Mm. He knows. Mm. Okay, but here's the question, Chad.
Yeah.
From Becky. Cheese on top or bottom of the patty?
Top, because I'm not a psycho. Put it on the bottom, you're going to... No, you can't put it on the bottom.
I do bottom.
Yeah, I knew you did.
Here's why I do bottom.
Why?
Here's why I do bottom.
Why?
Because I don't want my condiments all polluting my cheese. Because you could taste the condiments on top and the cheese on the bottom.
No, here's the theory. And this is not a theory. It's actually proven fact. that if you put the cheese on the bottom, all right, now you've got the grease of the burger and the cheese, which is naturally a slippery surface because, you know, cheese is barely a real food, especially that sliced cheese, generally not.
Oh, I don't do that. I cut real cheese up.
White City. Wow. So anyway... when you put the cheese on the bottom, and they slip and they slide, and then you put condiments involve the condiments in there too, and it's too slippery. You can't do that. All right, so just put the cheese on top. Don't be a psycho. Don't be a weirdo. And that's it. That's it. There's not even an option.
I mean, I'd like to say I'm more of an expert than you, but
no.
Chad and Ballsy Daily,
July 9th. RCMP were getting phone calls of a vehicle driving along the QE2, so one of the busiest highways in the country between Edmonton and Calgary, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it appeared not to have a driver. It was just a vehicle driving. And everybody's like, what the hell's going on there? Mm-hmm. And if you actually look at footage, a police car caught it driving by, and yes, sure enough, it's a Tesla.
Right.
Driving down the highway
mm-hmm.
with what appears to be nobody in it.
Guy's got a seat reclined?
Exactly. So they ended up, they pull up next to the Tesla, which, by the way, is doing 150K an hour.
Yeah.
They hit the sirens. All of a sudden, driver pops up, looks over. Oh, pulls over. Yeah, he's driving along. He's got it in autonomous mode. Him and his passenger are both sleeping. They're taking a nap on their drive between Calgary and Edmonton at Pinoca, Alberta. They said that the thing that's really concerning is this vehicle wasn't set up to be completely autonomous. So it wasn't completely autonomous when he was doing this. I don't know what that means, but was it just...
So it's not completely self-driving.
It just happened to be lucky that it was going straight.
I guess so.
I don't know. But anyway, he's been fined. You could probably guess.
Oh, yeah.
Initially just gave him a speeding ticket and a 24-hour license suspension, but now they've said, no, this warrants dangerous driving. So they gave him a dangerous driving ticket.
I remember when I used to watch Knight Rider, I was always excited that Kit could drive me home. Like, if you had a little bit too much to drink you were tired, Kit, take me home.
Well, that's not going to be the case. Even with Teslas, even with these autonomous vehicles, I know in Ontario and Quebec, they're a little bit more into the pilot project on this one. In the States, they've had lots of accidents, actually, with autonomous vehicles.
Well, yeah, because computers never screw up.
I know
up.
Phoenix, they had a whole bunch of Ubers that were autonomous and they were causing issues, but...
Never.
They say that's not going to be you're not going to be able to be hammered and be behind the wheel of an autonomous vehicle and say, I'm not driving, because you're going to have to be able to take the vehicle over it sometime. If something goes wrong, you're going to have to be able to grab the wheel and go. So that's something that will be, this is going to be an issue in the future, man, with these autonomous vehicles, people sleeping behind the wheel, and now it's just going to almost give them permission to do so, or even like, get frisky behind the wheel, that kind of thing. Ugh, man. But those Teslas are cool, man.
I was going to say,
cool.
What I get from this story is I hope one day to have a problem like that guy, where like I'm just autonomously driving my Tesla down the road.
And then he might have an argument saying, well, I don't need a license to drive because I'm not driving.
Right.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I'm just kind of weeding through my stuff because I've moved in with Christina since May, right? So picking through my boxes slowly. Man, do I have old technology. I've got old, one of the very first,
you'll get it.
Cassette recorder, a cassette recorder that I used to do my interviews when I was first starting out in Estevan. Yeah. So I've got
like the old
And I've got
close it.
And I've got the old, some old,
is it mini tape or is it full,
no, it's the full cassette tape. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I got one of those. I got a bunch of old cell phones. I should have a garage sale and invite Mike McCullough over. I got a couple of flip phones too.
Well, some of those you're not going to be able to do anything with.
Can you do something with the other ones?
Yeah, if it's I sell mine.
Really?
Yeah, I unlock them, clear them, sell them on Kijiji or whatever.
You make some cash there?
Sure, why not? Yeah. I mean that you own them.
Yeah.
Like they're your phones.
Yeah.
So you might as well do something with them. Or some people will just give them to kids. And they use them like as their device to play on, well, just on Wi-Fi. So sometimes,
I got one. This is a serious question, but where can I take the where can I take VCR tapes and transfer them to a?
Yes, you can transfer them to DVD or something. Sure.
Yeah, or can you can you put them on a digital file?
I'm sure, you could. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how
because I've got a collection of VCR tapes, man. I don't want to throw old
Edmonton Oiler games and stuff.
Edmonton Oiler games. When I played on the Rams, Rider games. Nash Bridges, the original Knight Rider from 1984 with commercials.
I forgot you've been 85 years old for the past 30 years.
Dukes of Hazzard, original Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
DVD. You don't want Blu-ray now. You can buy them in collections.
I know, but I've got them
Stream.
I've got them original. Original. Yeah. You're the guy that collects vinyl, and that's okay, but I can't.
Yes, totally different.
VHS
is inferior.
You know the one I've got? I've got the 1999 last game that Wayne Gretzky ever played. Penguins against the Rangers.
Right.
His last ever game. I've got on VHS. And complete with commercials.
So you watch it and just
I can't watch it. I don't have a VCR anymore. No. I'd love to watch it.
Well, find a way to get them transferred over, and then you can also get all that old schmornography, you know?
Oh, that's the best. Yeah. See, it's all garbled.
But the thing I love about VHS is they have those audio wobbles.
Yeah, can they get rid of the garble?
Yeah. And then you're like, oh, sweet.
Oh, baby.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
It's a big day in music history, rock music history. 37 years ago on this day in 1983, Kiss appeared on MTV without their makeup for the first time.
Right.
Everyone got a good look at them and begged them to put it back on.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't think it was a bad move.
You liked them then?
It's one of the only reasons I don't like Kiss is because of their makeup.
Really?
I always thought they were leaning pretty hard on that gimmick. But come on, man. The 80s, I don't mind 80s Kiss. Like, I like Domino, which was the non-makeup era. I also like Lick It Up.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's non-makeup Kiss. Heaven's on Fire.
Heaven's on Fire is a good one.
Right?
Yeah, so
good stuff.
Okay. 50 years ago on this day in 1970, Black Sabbath released their second album with the classic hits Iron Man, War Pigs, and Paranoid. So that's
the album called Paranoid.
Yeah. Where would you put that album?
Pretty high.
Top five?
Yeah. For rock albums?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Top five?
It would be up there.
Yeah, I think
I mean,
so.
Come on. It was like Black Sabbath. I know people say Zeppelin invented metal. They didn't. Sabbath did.
Yeah.
Because Zeppelin.
No, you're right.
Zeppelin, they played a lot of covers. They were almost more of a blues band, you know?
Yeah, you're right. And 50 years ago, on the same day that Black Sabbath releases that album, Jimi Hendrix found dead in his London apartment at 27, choking on his own vomit after doing drugs. Yeah. Don't do drugs!
Well, he's drinking. I think he drank himself to death.
Well, yeah.
Unfortunately, him and Bon Scott both. The 27 Heaven thing, right?
That's right, yeah.
You think about that, man. Jimi Hendrix accomplished all of that before he was even 27. And Jimi Hendrix, there's a legendary gig. Jimi Hendrix, his first gig in London. And everybody came out to go see, because they heard of this guy from Seattle who was this big deal.
Yeah.
And he played this first set there, and anybody was there. You're talking the Beatles.
Yep.
Eric Clapton was there. Mm-hmm. And Eric Clapton, this is at the height of Eric Clapton's career. This is when he's with Cream. This is when, like,
He's rolling.
And he's known as one of the best guitar players in the world. And he said when he went and saw Jimi Hendrix, it was almost enough for him to give up playing guitar.
Really?
Because he said, there is no way I can do that. There's no way I can keep up with that. Like, what Jimi Hendrix did was super weird. It was. It was really weird. And think about it. They both played the same style guitar. They both played Fenders, and he's looking at him going, what the hell? How is he doing that?
He'd be 77 today, so
Hendrix would be?
Yeah, well, he's 27 when he died 50 years ago.
That's crazy.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
All right, let's hear it.
Now, just because you're driving a Dodge, that doesn't make you one of the Dukes of Hazzard. 26-year-old guy from Allen Park, Michigan, tried to pull off a crazy stunt this past Wednesday. He was driving his Dodge towards a drawbridge.
I hear it already.
Saw the gates were they're lifting up so that a boat can go through, right? Well, this guy was clearly on drugs, and he didn't want to wait. So he busted through the security gate and tried to jump his car over the gap.
Sweet.
Fortunately for him, the bridge operator saw what he was doing and stopped the bridge from opening even more, even though it was already open. So the guy actually made it.
Oh, good for him.
Sweet!
Yee-haw!
Good stuff.
Anyway, of course, he didn't go any further when he got over the edge because he smashed out his windshield and blew all four of his tires.
Yeah, well, good, yeah.
But his horn did continue to work.
Sure.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.